Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Friday, June 17th broadcast. My name is Aaron Dykes. I'm sitting in while Alex Jones is away on story. But of course, it's a huge news day. Once again, we are slipping, tiptoeing into World War III as the heat is on for Libya. We confirmed earlier in the week that military personnel have seen a flare-up in Libya, plans to mobilize big troops by October and September. Really scary stuff as the rest of the Middle East continues to fan into flames and possible World War III begins to start. Also on the immediate front is the Greek debt crisis and the possibility of that spreading to Portugal, Spain, Ireland, host of other countries, the U.S., of course, also vulnerable. We are also only a few days out from Bilderberg, the 2011 meeting. I traveled with Paul Watson to St. Moritz, Switzerland. He'll join me in about 30 minutes, if we're going to recap some of the most exciting stuff, talk about some of the stories, and we'll also be joined by the InfoCrag German activist, Alex Benesch. Also coming up later in the broadcast, Bob Chapman. But for now, we are looking at everything cyber, the possibility of a false flag attack, maybe to initiate this World War III scenario, possibly just to help them clamp down on the internet. It's just one of the many important things that we know came directly out of the Bilderberg agenda in 2011. I've got all those details coming up. We're going to go deep into it and why they have so many tech people at Bilderberg now. Everyone from Bill Gates to some of the Facebook founders to some of the most important PayPal executives to the cyber people. Keith Alexander, head of a post created in the United States just last year, I believe, to deal with these cyber attacks. One of the most important people shaping up in Bilderberg was not an attendee this year, but the heir apparent to David Rockefeller. He, of course, is getting quite old and frail. His 97th birthday occurred, actually, during this meeting. But his heir apparent, John D. Rockefeller IV, better known as Jay Rockefeller, the senator from West Virginia, he has been incredibly hot on this cyber issue for more than 2 years now, saying things are so dangerous we should have never even invented the internet. I, of course, disagree. We have to preserve the internet at all costs and fight for it. We're going to get way into the Libyan war, Robert Gates' outgoing warning about the subject, and incoming Leon Panetta, who wants to have even more secret wars. He wants the CIA to take control of certain aspects of defense spending and defense authorization so we can do more assassinations, targeted killings, covert operations, all like the bin Laden raid that went real well, which was, of course, almost entirely contrived and made up. Also, we're going to get, as I already mentioned, way further deeper into the secret Bilderberg agenda leaked by the mole, some of the information posted on their official website, and we will cover many, many of the attendees at this year's meeting. All that is coming up after the break. We also are going to debut a video Alex left us with as he left to cover his story about the initiating World War III, how dangerous it is that everything is happening at once, and they have decided to go hot in Libya. Not just so-called advisors and background troops and special forces, but actual ground troops are rumored and confirmed by many of the military callers we've had this week. So we really hope things don't heat up into a bigger war as America now takes on about five wars, including Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Yemen, Pakistan, and a whole lot more on the way. That's all on the other side of the break. You don't want to miss this broadcast, even though I'm sitting in. Aaron Dykes, InfoWars.com, back on the other side.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So we're back again on this Friday, June 17th at InfoWars.com. And again, I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in while Alex is away on a story. He will be back live on Sunday. I'll mention that a few more times. Just a moment here, we're going to go to an exclusive video premiering here for the first time. Alex left us with about this grave, just terrible World War III situation that is developing. But I wanted to mention we have a new newsletter at InfoWars. It's called the InfoWars Insider. You can sign up on the right hand of the page. I'm at InfoWars right now looking at it. It's a bright yellow banner, the InfoWars Insider. It's going to have special reports, hot news, inside scoop. Today, this Obama launching World War III video will be premiering at the newsletter if you've already signed up. And then on Tuesdays, we're going to have continuing insider World War III coverage every Tuesday, at least for the next little while here. So you want to sign up for that, get some of the inside scoop of what's going on at the InfoWars Insider. Let's go now to the Obama launching World War III video, if we have that ready. Alex filmed it yesterday just on the way out, and it's really something that's weighing heavy on my mind also. We have that ready? Yeah, let's play that, please.
My friends, we stand at the precipice. The entire world is rushing towards World War III by any measurement or definition. The private offshore banks that dominate Europe and the United States are invading countries all over the Middle East, North Africa, and trying to start a war as well with Pakistan. This is all happening as the world economy has imploded and as the private central banks openly announce a private corporate bank of the world that our carbon taxes will be paid into. Our sources inside the Pentagon in D.C. and at Fort Hood, Texas, as well as others, have confirmed that major armored divisions out of Fort Hood and other bases are set to be sent late in September into October into Libya, a full-scale ground war. Meanwhile, Obama comes out and says he doesn't need any authorization from Congress and that Libya is not a war. Now he's threatening to go into Sudan. They've got warships off the coast of Syria, and our media and senators are openly calling for war. The Russians are threatening to respond. Now the CIA has expanded drone attacks in Yemen, and that government, a supposed ally, is toppled. The former darling of the establishment, Hosni Mubarak, the 31-year dictator of Egypt, was overthrown by a U.S., British/Europe-backed military coup, and citizens are being arrested en masse. No protest is allowed. This is amazing. Al-Qaeda-backed forces in the east of Libya are now being augmented by U.S. and British special forces. But it doesn't stop there. Pakistan, months ago, told the United States, stop your thousands of drone attacks. Our country doesn't care. It's going forward with a supposed ally, driving him into the hands of China and Russia. U.S. warships have entered the Black Sea. Russia is saying that this appears to be a provocation. China and Russia are warning that wider conflicts could erupt from this. The word we're getting from our military sources and officers is that they've been told that basically a giant war in North Africa, the Middle East, and Central Asia is about to be launched as a political smokescreen for the financial collapse that's happening in the West, because they know populations in Europe, England, and the United States and Canada will rally around the government as the depression intensifies if they're in the middle of a war. Also, the establishment can use staged terror attacks or provocateur attacks or real attacks launched by Muammar Gaddafi as a last-ditch effort to hold on to power. That can then be used to take our liberties domestically here at home. We're seeing the rollout of the TSA on the streets of America. We're seeing open spy groups being formed through pastors and lawyers and community organizers to spy on their fellow Americans. All the classical forms of tyranny are now unfolding, and a giant multi-region war that will undoubtedly suck in China and Russia is now being launched. That's why they gave President Barack Obama, right after he got into office, the Peace Prize. They knew that all these new wars were going to be launched, but that they would be called peace. This is Obama's global peace tour. First, he sold as this anti-war liberal. The planet bows down before him after 8 years of warmongering and lies about WMDs by George W. Bush. And then Obama launches new conflicts across the globe, but dubs them as humanitarian and bringing peace, and tells the world giant mushroom clouds and huge buildings being blown into pieces is not war. It is humanitarian liberation. And the controlled corporate dinosaur media said, you don't understand. These new wars are not wars. These are kinetic actions, and these are to bring peace. We were told Al-Qaeda were the good guys in the east of Libya going after Muammar Gaddafi. We were told that bombing their cities and killing thousands was humanitarian. And now we're told that a new war, I'm sorry, peace action needs to be launched against Syria, and U.S. warships are waiting off the coast. Obama says he's concerned about what's happening in Sudan, and there might need to be a military bombardment there. Yemen is being carpet bombed by hundreds of predator drones. And the media says, look at our peacemaker. Look at our king. Look at him. Our great new General Obama, he doesn't need Congress for authority. He has the United Nations. Ladies and gentlemen, last year at Bilderberg, and again just a few weeks ago at Bilderberg in St. Moritz in Switzerland, our sources, who have been very accurate in the past, have reported to us that this is part of a global destabilization program that is meant to lead to not just a multi-regional conflict, North Africa, Middle East, Central and South Asia, but to engulf China and Russia in destabilizing color revolutions. But the globalists won't stop there. They must destroy every nation state. They must destroy every currency. They must destroy every economy. So the entire world bows to this world government George Sorosian program of order out of chaos and the private global banking cartel that you will pay your carbon taxes to. It is happening. Meanwhile, it has now been proven what we first reported last year, that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives for the last 2 years knowingly helped ship semi-automatic firearms by the thousands to Mexico in an attempt to then track the weapons back into the United States and connect them to violence in Mexico so the federal government could call for a total ban on all semi-automatic firearms, as they have now done. This is incredible. Another example of staged terror, another example of a frame-up, this time targeting the Second Amendment. And CNN, the Houston Chronicle, you name it, has now reported on the fact that over 28,000 people have been killed in Mexico in the last 2 years, that the Southwest in the United States is now more dangerous than the worst areas of Eastern Europe for kidnapping. Mass graves have been found all over Mexico and on the Texas and California-Nevada border with dead children. It's now been confirmed that Western-trained, U.S.-trained Los Zetas pull over buses full of Mexican civilians, men, women, and children, rape the women and kill them, kill the old people, and take the teenagers and have them fight to the death in gladiatorial games, a form of trauma-based mind control. They then take the winners and train them as assassins. So understand, more people are dying a year on the Texas-Mexico border than died each year in Vietnam. A true war is going on. A completely collapsed society, a failed state, expanding into the United States, and it's not even on the radar. The media barely reports it. They've got their own giant armored vehicles. It's a full-on war financed by the criminal megabanks that are on record laundering more than $376 billion in just the last few years, are waging a war of drug consolidation, knocking out their competition in Mexico as the Latin American drugs are fed through southern North America. World War III is here. The whole world is going into crises. The domestic police state is unfolding against the people of our republic. We must take back Washington. We must take back our states. We must identify the fact that offshore private corporations have now hijacked our government and are using it as an instrument of global destabilization to bring in their world government on the ashes of our once free society. All of you Democrats that loved rebuking Bush for war, I certainly rebuked it as a constitutionalist, but all of you that thought it was trendy to be anti-war, now is the time to understand that we are at a serious crossroads and that Bush was only laying the groundwork for the next puppet that would come, Obama. Obama, the man of peace, the man of desolation, death, and destruction. This war that is about to engulf the world will be one of the most destructive, if not the most destructive, in human history and could lead to thermonuclear war. Please warn everyone you know. World War III is now upon us. Ask yourselves, what are you doing in this time of great challenge? What are you doing to unlock minds? Go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv for the latest headlines and cutting-edge information.
That is Alex Jones on Obama starting World War III. Extremely disturbing stuff. You can see that at the Alex Jones channel, youtube.com/TheAlexJonesChannel. And, of course, it's going to go out also in the InfoWars Insider newsletter. We're going to be back after that to break it down. And then coming up, Paul Joseph Watson. Later in the broadcast, Bob Chapman. Stay tuned. This is A Day Long Remembered.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
Back again on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in again while Alex is away on assignment. But we've just watched his video, Obama launching World War III, and unfortunately, it hits all the right notes. They are drawing the Middle East into the fan of flames. They're drawing in all the powers. What is a world war? It's where everyone's so entangled they can't avoid what's going on. Obviously, that makes sense for the Middle East region, starting with the Arab Springs a few months back, and Egypt and Tunisia drawing in Libya. Now Syria on the cusp of being drawn into war. Bombings now in Yemen. Tensions escalating in Pakistan. Drone killings, civilians. Supposed acts of Al-Qaeda going on. Still a presence in Iraq and Afghanistan. When will we ever leave there? It's just really disturbing how they're intentionally trying to escalate this stuff. Not only the reports, as we published earlier in the week, on the 15th of June, the U.S. invasion of Libya set for October. That's based directly on military personnel and troops calling in to warn us that they've heard word, whether official or otherwise, that we're going to be sending in big-time troops and really heading for a hot war in Libya. That despite the fact that Congress is trying to hold President Obama accountable for extending past the 60 days war power. Obama's been very indignant, said it's not necessary, said the level of hostilities don't justify congressional approval for a war, another war that America's been drawn into and that is only getting hotter and hotter. Further, we've always known that if things go to Iran, that it will most likely draw in both Russia and China, possibly creating that World War III scenario. But as we heard the other day from Dr. Webster Tarpley, it may not even take Iran. Sure, they want to get to Iran. They've asked themselves in public papers, what path to Persia? A new approach for Iran was the document from outgoing Secretary of Defense Robert Gates and Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of our shadow overlords. And even if they don't get to Iran anytime soon, Libya may be enough for Russia and China to be drawn into a world war. It would be incredibly just disastrous. Meanwhile, we have Robert Gates last week, coincidentally, during the Bilderberg conferences, warning NATO, warning Europe that they're not the allies they used to be unless they up their spending of defense. Robert Gates rebukes European allies in farewell speech, Washington Post. And this was from June 10th, the first day of the Bilderberg Conference, or the second, rather. Defense Secretary Robert M. Gates rebuked some of America's staunchest allies Friday, saying the United States has a dwindling appetite to serve as the heavyweight partner in the military order that has underpinned the U.S. relationship with Europe since the end of World War II. In an unusually stinging speech made on his valedictory visit to Europe before he retires at the end of the month, Gates condemned European defense cuts and said the U.S. is tired of engaging in combat missions for those who don't want to share the risks and costs. Even Robert Gates, who won't back this new war, is really telling the European allies that they need to step it up. There's been reports that NATO has already been running out of ammunition. And, of course, this speech was given elsewhere in Europe, but we did have inside intel telling us that Robert Gates was among those attending the Bilderberg Conference, not on the official members list, in violation of the Logan Act that prevents U.S. officials from meeting behind closed doors with foreign officials without the knowledge of Congress. And yet here he is meeting not directly inside the Subretta Hotel in St. Moritz, but with a lot of the important Bilderberg members in Europe, and really giving them one of those coded messages for the inner elite, not really generally for public consumption. And then by the same token, we have really alarming points here as Leon Panetta is about to come in from CIA director into Secretary of Defense position as they heat up Libya, as Syria looks like it's probably the next hot area there in the Middle East. This article by John Galt from yesterday, Living in the Shadows, A World of Black Ops and Cyber Wars, all about how Leon Panetta, the exiting CIA director, openly admitted that shadow wars and black ops should be a strategy basically more often imposed. But that is something we're going to get more into on the other side. Paul Joseph Watson is going to join me. And coming up, we're going to get into some of the behind-the-scenes stories from Bilderberg. And more importantly, we're going to show how their agenda has nexus with this Arab Spring and the looming hot World War III crisis. On the other side, Infowars.com. I'm Aaron Dykes. You want to check out the YouTube channel, too, the Alex Jones channel.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the fourth week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd, so act now and buy three to get the fourth one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Back again on this Friday, June 17th. Things are unfortunately just heating up for World War III. I've just begun to try to slip into the destabilization campaign aimed for the Mideast region as the powers that be look like they're attempting to draw China and Russia into the conflict. Obviously, they've had their eyes on Iran for years and years. Syria may now be drawn into conflict. I wish I was more articulate because this is really the day before the big crisis. What was it like before World War I and World War II, which they provocateured also? Just untold death and untold harm. I really hope this doesn't happen again, but they probably actually don't want a World War III that looks like a hot World War III with a big label. They've always been pitching these wars on the humanitarian crisis. So much of the Arab Spring that we've been tracking for months and months now really has been under the guise of open democracy, of breaking through these dictator regimes. And sure, there's a lot of bad regimes in the Middle East, but I don't think our sabotage here in the United States is really going to help matters. Just one of those articles, the New York Times from April 14th, U.S. groups help nurture Arab uprisings. And I really think it gets back to
an article from 2007. We have Paul Watson joining me in just a moment, but remember revolution, flash mobs, and brain chips, a grim vision of the future? Ostensibly on the surface was something aimed for 2035, but why wait? Why not just craft the revolution, make it seem like high-tech online groups, the Twitter revolution, the Facebook revolutions? Why not make it seem like that's where it's all coming from when it's really U.S.-backed? It's just interesting, coming from Bilderberg this week, how many of the high-tech moguls were meeting inside of Bilderberg and how many of them had very important roles in the Mideast crises. One of them is Google's Eric Schmidt. He was there at Bilderberg this year, and one of his executives basically started the protest in Egypt. He said he was very proud of them. Let's go now to Paul Watson. Do we have him? Hi, Paul. Thanks for joining me. It was great to see you in St. Moritz, Switzerland. What do you see happening as World War III looms? How much of this came through the Bilderberg agenda, Paul?
Good to be on the air, Aaron. Yeah, basically one of the first things that came out of the Bilderberg conference through Jim Tucker's sources was this fact that the globalists were petrified at the building resistance within Congress to the expansion, the intensification of this bombardment of Libya. And, of course, days later we got this information out of Fort Hood saying that the full-scale ground invasion is basically set for October. Yesterday you had Kucinich and Ron Paul file this federal lawsuit which goes after Obama for violating the War Powers Act. So again, in both these instances, this leaked information that Bilderberg were planning to intensify this war in the Middle East and North Africa is already coming to fruition within days of the Bilderberg conference ending. So it proves once again that these power brokers don't get together to, you know, merely play tiddlywinks, as many of the mainstream media will have us believe. But the fact that Libya is merely one outpost of this Middle Eastern war that the globalists want to inflame the entire region is proven by the fact that what you were just talking about. Now they're talking about Syria. Of course, we had information come out right at the end of the Bilderberg conference at the tail end of the summit that Bilderberg would make its agenda on Syria known in the coming days and weeks, and that's precisely what we saw happen on Tuesday. We had reports that the USS Batan Amphibia Air Carrier Strike Vessel, 2,000 Marines, 6 warplanes, 15 attack helicopters, was being moved to a location just off the Syrian coast in preparation for another humanitarian military intervention under the justification of helping the protesters. Up to 1,000 apparently have been killed by police. About 300 police and military have been killed in the conflict. So now we're including Syria into the equation. Of course, similar brutalities occurring in both Bahrain and Saudi Arabia, but because those guys are in the New World Order Club, we're not hearing about any kind of humanitarian intervention there for the time being.
It's war is peace, Paul, but I just want to, of course, I want to stick with the geopolitics, but I just want to point out this isn't my first Bilderberg meeting to observe, and I've learned that the agenda they say, you're going to see leaks of it in the days immediately following the agenda, and we've seen that with Libya, we've seen that with Syria, and we've especially seen that with the cyber agenda and the false flag cyber attack they look like they're setting up, Paul.
Well, yeah, you've got more hack attacks on the World Bank, the CIA. And isn't it interesting that the fact that we got over 3 million views on Justin TV with our live coverage of Bilderberg using an iPhone 4 streaming live video, and then just days after the event, you know, which all these tech moguls are attending, they come out with this new Apple patent which says that they're going to block via infrared sensors people filming live events. Now, initially, that's going to be concerts. Also, if you read the patent, it says museums are going to block it and embed their own watermark on it. But this is another tool with which to strangle the alternative media. This is going to be used to block police confrontations. It's going to be used to block people filming protests and political events. So all manner of subjects that Bilderberg were talking about and that they were looking to pursue and push through come out in the days. Does it take weeks? Does it take months? In the very days after the conference, once again, debunking the myth that they have no influence over world events.
Well, give me a break, Paul. It not only is that they want to cut down on protesters being able to cover the events, but they also want to pursue this antitrust law agenda. They've got very important people from both the U.S. and the EU Commission on this this year's member list I can get to in a minute. They not only want to be able to block what the U.S. can do, but they simultaneously, contradictorily, hypocritically want to, quote, bankroll shadow internet for dissidents abroad. I've got this out of the AFP from June 12th, only a few days ago. During the conference, the government is financing the development of shadow internet systems to enable dissidents abroad to get around government censors. So they're going to enable these people in the dictator countries while they clamp down and make our own countries greater dictatorships, Paul.
Well, that's right. And of course, it all comes from this Cass Sunstein cognitive infiltration document, which was put out by the Harvard professor Sunstein a year before Obama came to office. Now, of course, he's Obama's information czar, and it's all about infiltrating, shutting down, quote, conspiracy theories, which, of course, is anything that differs from the official version of events. So that's where it all stems from. Even in the Bush era in 2006, they said that the new war was against, quote, conspiracy theorists on the internet. So this isn't a recent thing. This stretches back at least 5 or 6 years that they plan to use the internet against us, firstly to ferret us out and find out who the, quote, extremists are, and then to shut down our free speech altogether. So that was, again, in evidence at Bilderberg with Microsoft, Facebook, Google, all of them in attendance to discuss this.
Yeah, and in fact, the official BilderbergMeetings.org website leaked a very small agenda. We can only sort of read between the lines and match it up with the more detailed agenda that came out from moles and leaks inside. But let me just read those topics. Challenges for growth, innovation, and budgetary discipline. The euro and challenges for the European Union. Obviously, we know they're very concerned about the fall of Greece and what it's going to mean for the rest of the European Union. The role of emerging economies. Conflict areas. If that isn't a euphemism, they just simply say conflict areas, as nearly the whole region falls into flames, Paul. They also have demographic challenges about the growing Mideast population and the declining Western populations, demographically speaking. China is on the list with no detail at all, Paul. Are they looking at war or peace or just simply the treasury bond issues? They're also concerned about Switzerland. Can it remain successful in the future? We talked a lot about that, but they're very angry still that Switzerland remains neutral and sovereign and refuses to adopt their euro and European Union, even as that begins to fall, Paul. And they've really just declared an unsafe haven for sovereign countries in the 21st century. So, of course, they want Switzerland. But they also talked about new challenges in the Middle East, as well as social networks, connectivity, and security issues. Just everything shows they're gearing towards this, and they've been covering that agenda for years now, Paul. Last year in Spain, June 2010, they had a topic called Social Networking from the Obama Campaign to the Iranian Revolution. And if that doesn't underscore quite a bit of everything that's happening in the Middle East, I don't know what does. And they've been concerned also for years about the growing influence of cyber technology. And they've had on people not only like Bill Gates and the Facebook founder, but Craig J. Mundy of Microsoft. They've got a managing partner of the Founders Fund. They've got Eric Schmidt of Google. Peter Thiel, who's on the Bilderberg Steering Committee and is also the PayPal executive and really intimately involved with Facebook to boot, as well as nanotech and future stuff. But then they also have Christine Varney, Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust, Paul. So you can see where they're clamping down on camera use in the U.S. Because of supposed copyright issues. You might be at a concert trying to bootleg copyrighted music. But at the same time, they're covertly sponsoring revolutionary groups using these new medias, Paul. we've kind of covered that, but it's important.
Well, yeah, and also we had the presence of Peter Mandelson, who was, of course, behind the Digital Economy Act of 2010 in the UK, which was very similar to some of the cybersecurity laws that they're now pushing through in the US, which is about basically declaring everything as copyright and pursuing people, going after people on the flimsiest of pretexts for this copyright violation. Of course, now YouTube says that if they get a request from the government, they don't investigate it, they get a request to remove content, they immediately remove it. And that's what happened in Britain with the recent protest of the council tax with the whole Freeman issue up there in Birkenhead. And it's the same in the United States. YouTube is now removing content, not even for copyright, just by a government request. So you had Mandelson there, who was this big player behind censorship of the internet in the United Kingdom last year, also attending Bilderberg. But you also mentioned the European Union, which of course was a topic of discussion at last year's meeting in Spain. And again, in the very days after this year's conference, it's become very apparent that Bilderberg's goal to prevent the breakup of the European Union is very much failing. It's on the ropes, because this Greek debt situation is just going to drag on and on. And it exposes the fact that this system of regional currency blocks, which is ultimately planned to become the global currency, is only ever as strong as its weakest member. And in fact, you had Bilderbergers writing in the Financial Times beforehand and after that if they don't rescue this Greek debt situation, if Greece defaults on its debt, it could spell the end for the euro and eventually the plan for a global currency, with the EU member states returning to their own nominal national currencies. But according to the information leaked from inside this year's Bilderberg Group conference, the globalists are going to try to make lemonade out of lemons by pushing through what is being called, quote, a massive power grab that would give the EU itself the authority to punish countries that don't follow its strict economic mandate. So they want to create this EU Ministry of Finance to prevent another Greece situation from threatening the cherished stability of their eurozone. So we're basically talking about a central economic government with economic with executive powers that would cover the whole of Europe. Any economic sovereignty of individual member states would be crushed. It would cease to exist. So our tax money as Europeans would go directly to this centralized planning committee, who would then decide how to spend it, which is no surprise given the fact that the president of the EU, Herman Van Rompuy, who was there in St. Moritz last week, was picked for that very position by Bilderberg after a Bilderberg dinner in 2009, one of these offshoot groups, because he advocated an EU centralized tax that we would all pay, an additional tax, to fund the EU. So they want to exploit this Greece situation. They not only want to rescue it, but they want to exploit it to create this centralized economic dictatorship, which would directly tax all EU citizens to fund the beast system, the European Union itself.
Wow. It's really one of those situations of global solution out of the global crisis. They started the whole thing. They were ahead of most of the banks that got bailed out, especially in Europe. And they've really set it in motion so that Greek was forced to confront this debt situation. We have Papandreou reconfiguring the Greek government this week and preparing to step down. He's a Bilderberger. So are a lot of the main financial ministers. And we have Etienne Davignon writing in 2009, really kind of acknowledging tacitly how they started or set in motion or let fall this economic crisis, but that it was a little bit out of control even after 1 year, the austerity protests alone threatening their ability to consolidate on the exact kind of global and European-based centralized solution that you were just describing, Paul. Can you go in more into that?
Yeah, basically the whole European economic system emerged out of the steel and coal system post-World War II. And in the 1955 Bilderberg archives, you can see where individual members advocate not only a European Economic Community, which eventually became the European Union after the Treaty of Rome in 57, but also a single currency, the euro. And this was over 50 years before it actually came into being. So it's their baby, it's their brainchild. That's why they're so desperate to rescue it. Last year in Spain, they said, we need to save the euro, it's going downhill. And that was at a time when it was around 1.19 to the dollar. They managed to prop it back up again to the point of, you know, 1.40 against the dollar, which is where it is now. But this Greece debt situation is still rolling on. You had an emergency meeting last month with the finance ministers there. Der Spiegel reported on it at the time. So they're petrified that this...
Paul, we're going out to break, but we're going to get right back into the stuff on the other side and even more detail into how they're managing the geopolitical crisis, the euro crisis, and the larger financial situation for simply greater global control. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. This is InfoWars.com. Stay tuned. Coming up, Bob Chapman.
Phase one of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're back live again on the Alex Jones Show. Alex is still away on that story. I'm still Aaron Dyke sitting in, and we still have Paul Joseph Watson.
Other people are also coming up in the broadcast. We've got some of the eyewitnesses to the 2011 St. Moritz Bilderberg meeting, some of the stories of things we saw there, different encounters. Each year there's always a new kind of mini setup, being chased by police or some kind of mini harassment going on. There was plenty of that going around in 2011. We'll get into some of that. Of course, among the things fresh in the news today, Greek debt crisis, billions more will be pumped in to rescue Greece. Obviously, they're concerned about that, what that will mean for the euro. Also coming up later in the broadcast, I believe we're going to have a few of the minutes of Alex Jones' speech for Talkers Magazine. Guess who's coming to keynote? Alex gave that speech last Saturday over the weekend while we were in St. Moritz, Switzerland. And we're going to find out what he had to say about the growth of alternative media, which obviously the Bilderberg Group, among others, are concerned about as citizen activists take to the streets everywhere, as people in Europe say no to austerity measures, and so much more. Paul Joseph Watson's article today, Globalists Want Permanent Occupation of Iraq, just more dreadful, deadly news for the World War III scenario that's still unfolding, with three and four wars underway and hitting that number five with Libya as well as the bombings in Yemen. Obama and the powers that be have not said let's end the war in Iraq, as he insinuated and promised during the campaign, but instead they want a permanent occupation of Iraq. We already knew that 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago. Maybe I'm too far up in the years, but Paul Joseph Watson, break down this article and break down what they're really doing with the destabilization campaigns in the Middle East, please.
Well, obviously Obama campaigned on the promise to withdraw all U.S. troops from Iraq immediately. We had this fake withdrawal last year in August where thousands of private security were left behind, and in fact 46,000 U.S. combat troops were left in Iraq. So we've had the date for withdrawal pushed back every single year since George W. Bush declared mission accomplished in May 2003. And now, according to the chatter coming out of the Bilderberg conference last week, they're talking about exercising some form of squatters' rights in order to keep these U.S. troops in the country. Of course, there are numerous U.S. military bases. They need to be staffed. This is going to be a launch pad for the wars against Libya, Syria, Iran, and everyone else in the region. So according to these leaked chatter from the moles inside the Bilderberg Group, the quote was that the U.S. had no intention of ever leaving Iraq, that the occupation would be permanent. One European delegate commented that, quote, it is anyone's guess when U.S. troops will finally be withdrawn, suggesting that this December 31st, 2011 deadline is complete baloney, just like the last one was. And in fact, another U.S. Bilderberger said, quote, when you think of Iraq, think big. So again, the troops are going nowhere. They're going to use Iraq as a launching pad for a new war against Syria, Libya, and everyone else. And it's basically, you know, more of the same. Obama campaigned on getting troops out. More troops are deployed, more U.S. troops all over the world under Obama compared to George W. Bush. And Bilderberg have had a direct hand in what happens in Iraq right from 2002, as Jim Tucker reported, when they delayed the start of the war.
All right, Paul, this is the short break. We're going to be back just on the other side, and there's a lot more to cover, obviously. So Infowars.com, stay tuned in the second hour, coming up in just about a minute here.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.